Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know why I have been saddled with this burden, but I have been given the burden of being the Dennis Gates defender. I am a big believer that the truth is usually somewhere in the middle, and I understand that after a disappointing loss in round one of the NCAA tournament to another mid-major, I understand why Missouri fans are frustrated. I, like you, am also frustrated with how Missouri's season ended. Missouri beat one of the top five teams in the country in Alabama, and that was the highlight and peak of the season, and they completely fell apart after that. I have my own frustrations about the way that Missouri's season ended, but I wanted you guys to keep a couple of things in mind, that coaches are people. And what I mean by people is people have strengths. They also have weaknesses. And you usually have to look past the weaknesses of those individuals and determine if you want to move forward with them in a relationship. There's this saying when you are looking to buy something. You can either buy something cheap, you can buy it because it is made fast, or you can buy it because it's good. You usually, when making a purchase, you cannot have all three. You have to pick two of the three. You can get it done cheap and fast. It probably ain't going to be good. You can probably get it done pretty quickly and of really good quality. It's also not going to be cheap if you want to do it that way. I think at least when it comes to basketball, you are looking for somebody that can check these three boxes. They can recruit very well. They're really good with people. They're really good at X's and O's. Now, I'm not saying that a person doesn't check all three of these boxes. There's a real small amount of people that check those boxes. Bill Self is one of those individuals that checks that box. Bill Self is maybe one of the 10 best college basketball coaches that we have ever seen. We could take somebody like John Calipari, and I imagine that many of you don't think that Calipari fits all three of these boxes. Calipari is really good at recruiting. He is phenomenal with people and gets you to believe in him. The X's and O's thing is not something that he's really strong at. I let you guys tell me the same thing about Scott Drew. When Rob, you were here, I have always stood by Scott Drew and believed that he was one of the best coaches in college basketball. And there was probably a time where some of you would have fired Scott Drew because he fell short in certain areas. The only thing I have about Dennis Gates is I think Dennis Gates checks two of these three boxes. I think he can recruit at a pretty decent level. I think he is really good with people and can communicate with them very well. I don't know if he's incredibly strong in the X's and O's. And I do think that he has been outcoached in two spots in the NCAA tournament where you would think the talent would be able to win out, but it wasn't. I only bring that up. is I think that people have created a, well, in order to be successful at your job, you need to check every single box. That's just not really that realistic. Some of you are in a very happy marriage. Your wife doesn't check every single box. She checks 8 of the boxes, 9 of the boxes, and you have simply learned how to live with the weaknesses that she has in the other areas and vice versa. That's the same thing with coaching. Andy Reid is maybe the best coach we have ever seen this side of Bill Belichick. Some of you don't think he's committed to running the football. That's a pretty serious problem. Some of you don't think that Andy Reid is good at managing a clock. That's a serious problem if you are a head coach. But you know what? Andy is really good at other areas that overtake what he's not good at. Andy's really good with people. Andy might be the best with people. And in a game where you were trying to manage 53 different personalities from different nationalities and personalities and religions and backgrounds, getting all of those people to be on the same page and believe in the same thing is a really, really hard thing to do. And not just believe in the same thing, to believe in you and that what you think is best. That's really, really hard to do. And I think Andy has proven time and time again that he is the best at it. I'm not telling you that I think that Dennis Gates is the best coach that we have ever seen or some phenomenal coach. What I am telling you is I think there's 3 things that matter as a basketball coach. I think he's strong in 2 of those areas. And time will simply tell if he's good enough at the other area. And if he's not good enough at the other area, then they'll fire him. But I think we are inconclusive in one of the things right now, and I think his strengths far outweigh whatever perceived weaknesses that you have. I think it's really hard to win consistently in this tournament. And if Rob and I sat here and we went up over the last 5 years, who are the coaches that consistently win at this thing? I think the number would surprise you at how few of them actually do it. I love Ben McCollum. You guys have heard me over the last month before they ever got matched up against Missouri. I told you guys that I think Ben McCollum is the next Bill Self. I think he is on the pathway to superstardom. He comes with flaws. His teams can't score. Ben McCollum is trying to beat you 62-60. I don't know how that works in a Big Ten every single night. Does Ben McCollum need to have success in the first 3 years, or we're having the comment he's not a good enough coach, even though the evidence is quite to the contrary? He's actually one of the best coaches in college basketball. I'm not here to defend Dennis Gates. They got handled in the NCAA tournament by Drake. They came out flat. They looked unprepared in certain ways. They couldn't take advantage of their, I think, overwhelming strengths that they had in the game. My biggest point is you can have it cheap, you can have it fast, you can have it good. You cannot have all 3, usually. You can have a coach that is a really good recruiter, really good with people, might suffer with the X's and O's. Or you can have a coach that's really good with the X's and O's, but cannot communicate his thoughts and ideas and can't get the horses to run his X's and O's. And if you find a coach that gives you all 3 of those things, well, congratulations, you got Rick Pitino. Congratulations, you got Bill Self to be your head coach. Congratulations. But usually you don't get all 3. Dan Hurley is not all 3 of those things. He recruits, he's the nose, he is terrible with people. And his people skills ultimately are is what's going to get him fired as the head coach at UConn. We've seen this story too many times. I'm telling you how the Dan Hurley story is going to end. He's going to talk to the wrong person the wrong way. You can already see it. He has too many controversies. After every loss, after every game, something happens with Dan Hurley. I'm telling you how the Dan Hurley story ends. Dan Hurley says the wrong thing to the wrong person. We see it and we hear it. And UConn eventually decides the juice ain't worth the squeeze anymore. So that's a sacrifice that UConn is willing to make. They have made a deal with the devil, so to speak, that they're willing to put up with his what appears to be terrible way of communicating with people. But he recruits at a high level, and he is maybe the best coach in college basketball when it comes to the X's and O's. You cannot get all 3. You will usually have to make a sacrifice. Missouri is choosing the coach that can recruit. Missouri is choosing the coach that is very good with people. Right now they have a coach that I think in some ways is struggling with the X's and O's and some of the things you need to do to build a consistent foundational winner in college sports.
I also don't want to come off as a Dennis Gates defender. So – because I don't care at all. And I try to handle my business the way you handle yours. That's Mizzou business. I don't get
stay
involved
out of it.
In
yeah, makes sense.
But I think if I'm a Mizzou fan today, I think it's fair to ask this question. How come into year three we don't really know the answer? Because you said either good recruiter, good with people, or good X's and O's. Okay, X's and O's, I think we have enough data to know. Tennis Gates isn't great with it. I don't think he's a blubbering idiot. Like, they score the basketball, so he knows a little bit about it. I think recruiting, you can ask, wait, do we know? Because the first year he was there, his best player, he absorbed. Kobe Brown was not a recruit from Dennis Gates. His second year, which was his roster, stunk. Like, I think I was being nice, but
no question.
Stunk.
No question.
Stunk is actually a kind way to describe it.
They were bad.
They were awful. This year, he got active in the portal. He brought in some high school kids, and they were good again. They were a upper half of the SEC team. But I think after a three-year sample size, it's fair to say mixed results on his recruiting. We know the X's and O's aren't super, but he is good with people. And if I'm a Mizzou fan and I'm 3 years into this and I'm thinking I want to know that I have the guy, I would like a little bit more clarity on those three things, because, and I'll compare it to Kansas football because I think that's a little bit fair. At the end of year three, I felt like Lance Leipold's imperfect. That's why he's at Kansas. That's why he was at Buffalo. That's why he's been forever at Wisconsin-Whitewater. It's because he's not Nick Saban. But I felt like I knew what he was. I knew his strengths. I knew his weaknesses. And as a Kansas football fan, I was willing to grit my teeth through the deficiencies because I knew what I had. I think Mizzou fans are still saying, yo, jury's still out a little bit on one of those three things.
No, and I don't disagree with you there. I guess what my argument would be with any Missouri fan is, well, then that's what makes you Missouri. And I would say that's the same thing for 70 programs in college basketball. You and I both think that Buzz Williams, Texas A&M's coach, is a good coach.
I like Buzz Williams.
His first 3 years at Texas A&M, they went 16-14. It was the COVID season. They went 8-10, so it's not like it was going very well that that season. They went 27-13 and made the NIT. They made the NIT. That's his first 3 years. And then by the fourth year when they finally made it, they lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. In 4 years. And you and I both think that Buzz Williams is a really, really good coach. I'm only using him as a comparison is I think once you get outside those top 10 to 15 programs, which Missouri is not one of those programs. That's we're talking about Kansas. We're talking about Kentucky. We're talking about Duke. We're talking about Carolina. We're talking about those programs. Once you get outside those top 15, there is way more variance than I think fans want to acknowledge that there is.
That's probably fair.
There's way more variance. So, yeah, Arkansas just fired their head coach. Arkansas, all the great facilities, NIL, they were a 10 seed this year in the NCAA tournament. They got hot at the right time. They won two games. So I'm not here to make excuses for Dennis Gates, and I'm with you. At some point, he has to hand you a team that you think, hey, this team can be a 3 seed in the tournament. This team can be a 4 seed in the tournament and can legitimately make a run. You're not usually making your run as a 6 or a 7 seed, and you're hoping that the bracket falls your way. You got to be one of the better teams in the SEC, one of the better teams in the tournament, and a team that can legitimately navigate this thing. My only point about Dennis Gates is I think that fans are looking for a mythical coach in all sports, that if you find that person, you found Andy Reid, you found Bill Belichick. That ain't the case for a whole lot of programs. So you got to figure out a way to make it work. You either better get a lot better at recruiting, you better get a lot better at raising money and fundraising and doing those things, or you better find a coach that is an absolute buzzer beater. Someone pointed out good at recruiting, not good at X's and O's, Quinn Snyder. Yeah, he also maybe allegedly was doing things he shouldn't be as a college coach. Yeah. So I would say he's good with people.
Bad.
Maybe not as strong as you needed it
also,
to be.
Also, I know we're up against a break. I also think Dennis Gates, I think he's getting a little bit unfairly dragged because he lost to everyone's favorite local flavor of the month. Because the top texts are now, Gates is nice, but he's no McCollum. Ben McCollum has been a Division I basketball coach for 1 year. Now, he was very good at Northwest Missouri State and won a bunch of titles there, and I'm not trying to dismiss that success. And he was good last year at Drake. There is a difference in D2. There's a difference in the Valley. And now he's going to Iowa. Let's see. I don't know if he's better or worse than Dennis Gates, but I do feel like Dennis Gates is going to get a little bit dragged. Because
I think he's a better coach than Dennis Gates, but I'm with you.
Now, we don't know yet,
now,
though.
Now, he is out of Power 5.
It's a one-for-one, finally.
He is now going to have all the momentum and all the resources. This is your ideal dream job. The boosters want you. You want to be here. Can your style work at this level? I've got my questions about McCollum, despite me thinking that he's really good. I made the point earlier. If you're trying to beat everybody 62-60,
you ain't winning a lot of games.
You ain't winning a national championship. You aren't making a deep run in the Final Four.
You're that 6-7 seed.
You got to be a team that can shoot it. You got to be a team that can get up and down the court and score. And if that's not the kind of style you want to play, you're going to have to hope that you get that one special Virginia year and everything comes together for you to be able to make a run. Coming up on the other side, let's talk about the stadium. We got a new report from Bob Fesco. Keep it right here. Drive. All right, I want to.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Get back to very serious sports things here in a bit. This is also a very serious sports thing, but in a different vibe. We are at the Boulevard Brewing Hall right now.
Beer Hall,
Brewing Hall, you know what I meant. There's people here, they are partaking, they're having themselves some cold brews. Rob and I, we're just sitting here. We're not partaking in anything. We're just trying to entertain you guys, whether you're at work, driving home, driving on your job, whatever you're doing here, we're here with you. I do have a very important question to ask you, Rob, before we move forward, and we'll talk about this is, and I love Bob. He knows that. This is the seventh time that Bob has moved the Royals or the Chiefs to Kansas. This is at least the seventh time that he has done this. We'll talk about the most recent time earlier today. Before we get to that, Rob, let's say that you and your friends are playing pickup basketball, right? Let's say you're playing pickup basketball. And you guys have a dispute about the score.
Okay.
How do you guys settle it? I just want to know how you guys settle the dispute. So you guys are playing basketball, right? You're playing a 5-on-5 game. Let's say you hit a layup, Rob, and you yell, hey, it's 5-3. And then somebody says, it's 6-2. How do you guys settle that dispute? How do you figure out what the score is?
At that juncture in the game, it's pretty polite. You shoot for it. If you think it's 5-3 and I think it's 6-2, shoot.
Okay.
Whoever.
Who do you determine who shoots?
Whoever called it out.
Whoever called it out.
So, like, if you think it, if If I make a bucket, I'm like, ooh, 5-3. And the worst player on your team screams out 6-2, I'm having a hunch it's going to be 5-3 because that kid's going to miss. But if it's, hey, it's 10-11 and we're near game point, no, it's 10-9, that's when it gets a little bit more, you know, verbal altercation-y.
Okay.
But at 6-3, shoot for it. We all go
okay.
about our business.
All right, that's perfectly fine. I'm going to say this, though. If you're calling it that early where it's either 5-3 or 6-2, we got to do some accounting right now. I need you to call out your 6 because you're going to be like, hey,
too.
I got – you ain't even scored yet.
Exactly.
I'm looking at you. I'm coming at you. No, you haven't even scored. I just want to know how you guys solve these issues on the court. I just want to know how it resolved. People are saying you got to shoot for it. Nothing wrong with having to shoot for it.
Shoot for it is the best system. And you're right. If it's 4-2 and someone yells, 4-1, okay.
I need accounting.
We can just count to
that. Yeah, accounting. How many you got? Mm-hmm. Oh, I had that layup. You remember I had that little floater. Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You got 2. I remember the buckets that happened in this game. But if I don't remember your bucket, then it didn't happen.
Exactly.
I'm not acknowledging
that's it. Where I think later in the game where it's like 8-7, it's not contentious yet. You're definitely shooting for it because keeping track of 15, now we're doing a lot of work.
Yeah, if you're at that point where we're questioning the score at 12-10, I assume you're cheating. You've had chances to address these scoring errors. You've had the chances to address them.
Exactly.
This is why I think the best way to usually handle this is somebody on the sideline, whoever's got game, somebody on your team has to man the score. We need an unbiased third party. You need to be – because you're very rarely playing a game with just us 10. There's usually somebody on the sideline waiting to get into the game. All right, if you're going to play next, cool, you need to keep scoring.
I would say – sometimes people inside, they're getting loose, they're stretching, they're talking, they're checking their phone.
No, bro, somebody got to be manning the score books. That's somebody's responsibility.
I also just don't like when it's 9-7 and like, look, Joe over here has been sitting here the whole time. And Joe's like, yeah. I'm like, hold on, I saw you on your phone. You're not watching the game like that, Joe. Like, what are we doing?
Okay, I just wanted to know. I was just curious to know how this worked. All right, this is what I want to do. And I really don't mean any disrespect towards Bob. I don't want nobody to take it that way. Let's play Bob's most recent report. Bob was on Fesco in the morning or Dusty and Fesco or Likens, and I don't know what they're calling that show now. You guys know the show I'm talking about. And they were talking about the stadiums. And Bob had a new announcement about the stadiums. Let's hear what Bob's most recent announcement is. Play it for me, JT.
Looks like from everybody you talk to, it seems like it's just about, you know, I's dotted, T's crossed, that this thing's going to be at 119th and Knoll at the Sprint campus. And just, you know, having the conversations with both people in Arizona, people here locally as well, kind of going back and forth and, you know, connecting the dots and all that kind of stuff. People are more and more talking about it like it is happening. You know, like there's no more well if. It's almost like when now it's going to be happening. And the interesting thing about the Sprint campus that I didn't realize and got this information over the weekend. I'm sure you could look it up as well if you wanted to. Do you realize that site is only 10 acres smaller than the sports complex right now where both stadiums are? So 10 acres is not a lot. I mean, that is not a lot. And you're only using it for one stadium. And the stadium is going, from what I've been told, inside where the parking garages are. Do yourself a favor, walk around and take kind of a look of where it is. The parking garage is on the Sprint campus. They're talking about putting the stadium inside, you know, those parking garages. I was told about 3 weeks ago or so, maybe at the beginning of this month, maybe late last month, that the Royals have reached out to the Jewish Community Center as well, wondering what it would take to purchase that land away from the J as well. Now, I'm told they don't need that land. They kind of just want it to complete the entire, you know, area that they have there. So I know that they've reached out to the Jewish Community Center as well to find out what it is. And I've also been told from multiple sources that representatives from the state of Kansas were down in Arizona.
All right. I believe this part of the conversation. I believe that the Royals have been making calls all around the city and trying to find the best location. You are not doing good business if you have locked yourself into one location and have not been willing to make the phone calls or do the legwork to figure out alternative solutions. Maybe the Royals' dream of being in downtown Kansas City will never happen, right? That is a possibility that the Royals want to be in one place. They ultimately will not be at that place. This is where I think that Fesco's reporting is a little bit premature. And not premature like he's not hearing this, because I believe that he is hearing this. I don't think that either team is close to making a decision without us knowing what they are going to do with the Truman Sports Complex. And I don't think that the Royals and Chiefs are operating with one another, that they are communicating what the plan is. Now, I'm not saying that the Truman Sports Complex won't be empty at the end of it, but I don't think that the Truman Sports Complex is going to be empty and both teams are going in Kansas. Because if that's the case, if the Chiefs or the Royals simply just want a new stadium and there is all this space that has now been opened up and it's already here, then that would obviously be a place where you would look to negotiate, and now you can turn all of this space into your own. I also think this, and I've thought this from the very, very beginning. Do the Royals want a new stadium or a downtown stadium? Because those are obviously two very different things. If the Royals want a downtown stadium, then there's only one place that the downtown stadium can be. If the Royals want a new stadium, which John Sherman has never communicated that they just want a new stadium, he has always communicated that he wants a downtown stadium. If they want a new stadium, then the new stadium can be anywhere. The new stadium can be by the airport. The new stadium can be in Blue Springs. The new stadium could be out by the Legends. The new stadium could be where Fesco is telling you it could possibly be. The new stadium could be anywhere, if that's the case. But this would be my pushback on a new stadium. This is why. I think it just simply changes the Royals' problem. This is the truth about the Royals. And I say this to someone who loves the Royals like you guys love the Royals. Them moving to 119th and all does not change what one of their biggest problems is. You guys don't want to go to the games during the week. That's their biggest problem. You guys have only wanted to go to Royals games during the week when the Royals were the best team in baseball. When the Royals have not been the best team in baseball, no one wants to go out there on a Wednesday. No one wants to go out there on a Tuesday or a Monday night against the Tigers. I don't think that moving to 119th and all solves that problem. I think it just simply moves their problem from Missouri to Kansas. That, yes, Rob now lives closer to the stadium, but Carrington now lives further away from the stadium. Am I now, after work, going to drive out to 119th and Metcalf and fight the traffic and fight everything that's going on to get home at 10, 11 o'clock at night to go to work the next day? I'm going to guess that then in that scenario, I would just do what many of you do. Hey, I'll go out there this weekend. I'm staying home. I'll watch it on TV. I'll go out there later. I'm just not going out there. I'm not saying that this site wouldn't be a great site. I'm not saying that it wouldn't be an absolutely beautiful stadium that would be one of the best baseball stadiums in the world. I don't think it changes what the Royals' biggest problem is. It does not help them with workflow and foot traffic during the week. The Royals do fine on the weekend. Most baseball teams do fine on the weekend. They can get 25, 30,000 people out there. They struggle. Once this opening day is over on the 27th, they're going to struggle for the next 6 weeks in getting people to go out there. And people will come up with every single excuse in the world why they shouldn't go out there. Well, the kids got this tomorrow. Well, graduation weekend. Come on now. Y'all been doing this the same way when the stadium was in Missouri. It would just change the problem for red to blue. That's all it would do. So maybe the Royals don't care about that. Maybe the Royals just simply want a brand new stadium and somebody else is going to pay for the stadium. That's what I think the Chiefs want. I don't think the Chiefs care specifically where the stadium is. I really don't. I don't think the Chiefs care where the stadium is. I think the Chiefs want us to pay for their stadium. That's what I think the Chiefs want. I think the Chiefs want me and you to pay for their stadium. I think the Royals want something different. I think the Royals envision a world in which they have a downtown stadium where there are enough people that live around it and people that are willing to come down there that they can get their average attendance number up once the newness wears off. Because everybody will go out there when it's new and shiny and you haven't been out there yet and you want to see it. But 3-4 years down the line, are you going out there on April 11th for a Wednesday night game against the Detroit Tigers? And I got 40 years of data to tell you that Royals fans are not going out there to watch that product.
So first off, I think the Royals also want you and me to pay for the stadium. I just think they care more about the location. I think they are all, like everyone else, they want the money too. Well, this would be great for me. Like, if it's 119th and Dahl, that's my literal neighborhood. That's my property value would spike if Bob's correct. I have no reason to discount Bob's reporting. I feel like if we were at dotting I's and crossing T's the way he said, it would be known to more people. It would be the Royals would be telling us, and it would be coming out everywhere that we are this close. I think you're right. I think the Royals have done their research everywhere, and I think the Royals and Chiefs keep bumping their head into a problem, and that problem is Missouri. Now, whether that means they leave Missouri, whether that means they are, you know, going to put up with it, I don't know. But I think the fact the Royals, who have been adamant, we want a downtown stadium, are at least kicking the tires on 119th and Dahl, which is now the second time we've heard this location, the fact that they are willing to concede their downtown dreams and potentially look at a suburban area, I think speaks volumes about how the county and how Missouri are handling things. Maybe both teams end up staying in Jackson County and in Missouri. I don't know. I have no idea how this is going to play out. I just know that every time news has come out about the Chiefs and Royals' future, it seems like we get the same story in some different way. Jackson County and Missouri don't have their blank together. Now we have conversations about other places.
This is where I disagree a little bit. I don't think that this has anything to do with Jackson County.
I think they've wanted a downtown stadium so bad, and now they're kicking the tires on suburban Johnson County is a wild pivot.
Yeah, but I think they've been doing that this entire time. I think I maybe hear it through the other end of it, and you're looking at it through this way. I told you this for the last 6 months. I think the people in Kansas that are trying to put this together, they are popping a wheelie, so to speak.
That's fair.
You guys fumbled this. We are now in the lead. Fesco in the last month has told us that the Chiefs are breaking ground at some point in 2025 and Kansas and the Royals are breaking ground in 2025. Again, I'm not saying that I don't think that Fesco heard this, and I think Fesco heard it from somebody that would know. But the same way that you and I talk about sports rumors and where they come from and who starts them, it is now obvious that for a while there, the information was coming from somebody in the know of the Jackson County negotiations. Mm-hmm. It is now obvious that this information that the morning host is getting is now coming from one side. The Kansas side is telling you, oh, we got this game won. The Kansas side is looking at the scoreboard, it hasn't hit zero yet, and telling you, we are calling this fight. We think that we've won the fight.
That's fair.
He literally said 2 weeks ago he thought by November they would be breaking ground on a football stadium. What he said.
He said dotting I's and crossing T's for the Royals.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
That's fair. Like, that is 100% fair. But how come every time, maybe this I'm seeing through that same lens, and that's fine. If Kansas is getting their information out there and they're popping a wheelie and they're celebrating, how come Missouri is not doing any of that? It seems like the information that comes out from Missouri is never, oh, don't worry, we didn't fumble, we're still going to score.
You know what?
The information is always, we stink.
You know what? I'm actually fine that the Missouri side has been quiet, because you want to know what happened the last time? The Missouri side was loud and wrong. They were loud and wrong for 3 months. They were loud and wrong. And this time, they're playing it a lot different. You're not hearing from the owner. You're not hearing from anybody in this scenario. They're keeping it very low-key, keeping it very quiet, and handling business behind the scenes. I think that we will get an answer to this. I just don't think it is as developed as Bob has reported. Bob is reporting this like they are in the red zone about to score. I don't think that they're in the red zone. I don't believe that they're in the red zone on either side. I'm not saying that the stadium couldn't be where he says that it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the Arrowhead couldn't be out there. You know, I told you right now, I would say the Arrowhead is a -140 favorite to be in Kansas. I still think the Royals are going to be in Missouri, but that's a different thing. I just don't think this thing is that close to being done. I'm not buying that it's that close. I'm just not buying it.
I don't buy the closeness, but the fact that this news keeps coming out about that location, because this is the second time we've heard about that location, 119th and Dahl. That is not like, oh, man, that fell out of the sky. That's the second time we've heard about that location. Makes me wonder, you know, what's happening behind the scenes with the powers that be between Jackson County and the Royals. Because I agree with you. I think if you were to say, if you were to strap John Sherman to a polygraph, where do you want the stadium? Downtown Kansas City. He has said it at every single turn. I would bet John Sherman does not want it in suburban Kansas. But I think if he is considering suburban Kansas.
How do we go from Washington Park to 119th and
Wild Nall? Pivot.
How do we go from there?
No one has ever confused 119th and Nall with downtown Kansas City.
Yeah.
Washington Park, if you want to argue, that's midtown, whatever. We can have
That's downtown. That's downtown.
But if you want to have, that's Crown Center. Yeah. Cool, whatever. 119th and Nall, anywhere close.
It's not. It's 25 minutes away from there. It's 25
minutes away. It's 25 minutes if you ain't got no one on the roads.
All right, if you had to do the odds, what percentage do you think that the Royals are in Kansas? Let's remove the Chiefs, because I think you and I are on the same page. If you're
asking
me today, I think the Chiefs are probably a 60 to 65% favorite to be in the state of Kansas.
I agree.
I do think that Missouri is behind the eight ball when we are talking about where the stadium is going to be. We know that they are shopping around, listening to whoever has the best deal, and I think in the end, financially, the best thing for them is going to be the state of Kansas. What do you think about the Royals?
So putting it in betting terms, I would say downtown Kansas City in some form or fashion is minus 105. Kansas as an entity is plus 150. I think it's much closer than it has ever been. I still think Missouri, and specifically downtown, is your favorite. And if you were betting on your local sports book, you were probably going to have to pay a little juice to get that win. But I think it is no longer outlandish to think that the stadium is in Kansas. What do you have it at?
I don't think the Royals are moving to Kansas.
I don't think they want to move to Kansas. And maybe we're saying the same thing.
I don't think they're moving to Kansas. What happens to the North Kansas City idea? Like, someone on the text line say
that's
had renderings
question
out there. I've seen five different renderings of where the stadium's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious. I've seen five different renderings.
Renderings mean nothing.
I saw a rendering for Washington Park. I saw a rendering for Wyandotte. I've seen a rendering for the Royals having renderings that are floating out there. They just don't mean anything to me.
I feel the same way about the Chiefs.
No, 100%.
How many Chiefs villages have you seen across the city?
No, to be fair, they've only had renderings in two parts of the city. The Royals have had a rendering. They've had one on the crossroad where the old Kansas City Star building was going to be, north of the river, the American Royal. They just got renderings floating around. They're like reference tracks for music at this point. I don't believe any rendering I see. Unless it officially comes from the Royals, I don't believe any rendering that is out there about the team. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to all the top stories. We are at Boulevard here celebrating the start of baseball season. Keep it right here, so drive.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, you know what? Before we get back to the top stories of the day in Kansas City, JT, if you can, as we are sitting here at Boulevard in Southwest Boulevard, Kansas City. I was going to say downtown, but we're not actually in downtown. I'm actually excited to try some of the stuff out here. I have not had the Royal Wheat. I have not had that before. I have not had the new Blueberry Slam Quirk. You know I love a quirk.
A Blueberry Slam.
It's like my God, I love a quirk. I go crazy for a quirk. And we're at the baseball game. You're like, hey, you want something? Yeah, a quirk. Please bring me one of them tall boys. How much is the tall boy? $13 at the game? $14 at the game?
Was it dollar nine?
I can only get one. I can't get two. You can get two beers at the game. Hey,
in this economy?
That's crazy. I don't know how you can complain about the price of eggs if you get an alcohol at the sporting event. You don't ever complain to me about what an omelet costs. You already crazy enough. You got alcohol at the sporting event? You're crazy. I can't imagine you can do that out here. That's nuts to me.
Unless it's crown seats, and then the game is.
That's different. People don't know nothing about that. You know what I mean? People don't know nothing about sitting there in them crown seats. We was down there at them crown seats, man. You know what I think about at least once a week? I think about that they had ice cream Reese's peanut butter cups. I never seen them before or since. I don't know what kind of wizardry they had going on in Coffin Stadium, but I never seen all the ones you could eat. I was like, really? Yeah, no. I was like, oh, this is incredible. If you ever get a chance to go to the crown seats, I'm telling you, I don't care who they're playing or what the weather is like, you need to go. Make sure you make it a point to go out there. I don't care when, I don't care who they're playing, you need to be out there for the crown seats. All right, this is what I would like to do. JT, if you can play the tournament music, let's give some thumbs up and thumbs down for the first weekend in the NCAA tournament. JT, hit me. All right. I'm going to give my first thumbs up in the NCAA tournament. I'm giving it to Ole Miss. Ole Miss, I told you, I liked this Ole Miss team, and I felt like they were the least discussed team in the SEC, and I felt like they were capable of going on a run. They smoked North Carolina like I thought they would, and then they won outright against Iowa State, one of the better teams in the Big 12. I think that Ole Miss is in a position where I think they can knock off Michigan State in the round of the Sweet 16. I'm gonna give my thumbs up to Ole Miss. I thought they had a great weekend.
Can I give my thumbs up to the SEC?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
We talked about it on Friday. I was maybe had a little bit of hate in my voice. I was a little bit sour,
of course,
and that's fine.
You love to hate. That's your favorite thing to do.
And the bottom tier, the riffraff of the SEC, they were getting run, and that's fine. But the upper half, the part of the SEC that me and you think could make some actual noise in this tournament, you know what they did? They're making noise in this tournament. They are accounting for almost half of the Sweet 16, and it is teams that we think can make a run.
For sure.
I'm not talking about, oh, man, I mean, Arkansas is in there. Good for Arkansas. But we're talking about Auburn. They're still in this tournament. They're a team that can win it all. Alabama is still in this tournament. They're a team that can win it all. There are Florida is a team that can win it all as well. There are multiple teams still in this tournament from the SEC that can win it all. I was hating because Texas and Oklahoma had no business being in the tournament, but now that we've washed them out, the top half of the SEC looks like the SEC I was told about. I will credit them. They get my first thumbs up.
Well, I'm going to give another thumbs up. There is a reason why top transfers in the transfer portal are top transfers. We knew that Caleb Love was one of the best players that was going to switch teams. He was at North Carolina. He was at Arizona. In a game that was specifically made for Bill Walton, rest in peace to the legend, we had Oregon against Arizona to go to the Sweet 16.
At night, too.
In Seattle, Washington. What a game yesterday. Caleb Love, 29 points. He was 10 of 18 from the floor, 5 of 7 for 3. He had 29, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. Caleb Love is one of the best players in this tournament. You know that guards are what advances you in March, and I'm telling you that the Arizona Wildcats got a stone-cold killer in Caleb Love. I'm giving him my thumbs up.
I'm giving a thumbs up to BYU. I'm here to tell you, teams that can score in this tournament can make a run. You know what BYU is doing? Getting buckets every single night. They gave Wisconsin problems. Wisconsin gave up 91 to BYU. It was like the NBA Jam. He's on fire. That's what BYU was doing to a good Big Ten team. That's on the heels of ruining a lot of people's sexy upset pick with VCU. BYU can score the basketball, and now they're playing a team. I know Alabama can win this tournament. I like Alabama more than you. But you know what me and you both know about Alabama? They give up buckets. They are defensively deficient. I think BYU could be a sneaky Elite Eight team because in this tournament, the way St. John's couldn't score, BYU can. They get a thumbs up.
I'm going to give a thumbs down right now to the ACC. Bricks is what they laid in this NCAA tournament. Duke did what they were supposed to do. Nobody else did what they were supposed to do. North Carolina got bounced in round one. Clemson got bounced in round one. Louisville got bounced in round one. There's only one team from the ACC that has survived. I'm giving a thumbs down to the ACC. A terrible year for that conference.
I'm going to stay in that same vein, but I'm going to change the conference on you. The Big East. I was crushing St. John's, and I said, the way you feel about Duke is how I feel about St. John's. Whoop-de-woo, you won the Big East. I'm not supposed to be impressed by that. St. John's out. UConn out. Creighton. A lot of people's trendy pick to beat Auburn. They out. Xavier was barely in the tournament. They won their play-in game, and now they're done. The Big East, it's used to be the bully in college basketball. They're all sitting at home watching this tournament because their conference is washed out. Dan Hurley and all his group, see you later. They get a thumbs down.
You know, I'm going to give my thumbs down to Dan Hurley for a different reason. I don't like the way you talk to people, man. You've been doing this all season. You've just been talking to people crazy. And, yes, you're coming off the glow of back-to-back championships. And sports, we just allow people who are really good at sports to just get away with just about everything. But you know what, man? How you treat people, it matters. It matters, and it eventually comes back to you. I'm telling you, we know how Dan Hurley gets fired. Dan Hurley gets fired because he's not winning and he says the wrong thing to the wrong person. I got a thumbs down on Dan Hurley. One of my guys, Zach Gelb, he was talking about how college basketball needs more of this. Yes, we need heroes and villains. Dan Hurley is just, he's just really bad in how he treats people. I can't ride with it. I thumbs down.
I like to sometimes think about the Bizarre Universe where he's talking that way to LeBron James. That's the thing I like to sometimes just
he
think
wouldn't
about.
Be talking to pros like that.
Because
trust me.
If the Lakers got their way, he would be talking to Luka Doncic and saying all that crazy stuff. He would have the SID of the Lakers, or I guess the PR people of the Lakers, threatening reporters. That's the bizarro world I like to sometimes think about.
I'm telling you right now, he wouldn't be talking to no pros like that. It would not be
listen
good
up, Luka Fatso. It's time to get work.
It would be bad if he was talking to pros like that. All right, coming up on the other side, let's get back to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We are live at Boulevard. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.